It is May 17th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top four stories today from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our work with MarketsWiki Education, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Tom Price texted me this morning with the news that Fred Ullman has passed away at the age of 93. Fred was partners with Tom at one time in the firm Ullman Price Securities. Fred worked just down the hall from where I ran the electronic trading division of the Price Futures Group. Fred and his wife Ginger were married for 70 years, Tom told me. Fred was a former chairman of the Chicago Board of Trade and an inaugural member of the FIA Futures Hall of Fame. His father was the president of the CBOT back in the 1940s and created the Ullman Prize for the best academic paper about the futures markets. It would be awarded at an annual symposium at the CBOT. That academic work was the underpinning of today's futures markets. Fred Ullman was a tremendous gentleman, industry executive, and human being, and will be greatly missed. His contributions and his family's contributions to the futures and options industry are considerable and consequential. Congratulations to Stefan Buzna on his extension of his tenure until 2027 as Euronext CEO. Euronext has made a wise and strategic decision to retain Buzna, who has overseen Euronext since 2015. Buzna is one of my favorite exchange CEOs, not only for his vision and execution skills, but for his charm and grace. Paul Tudor Jones was thrown to the ground by a wrestler known as Impoverisher before wrestler-actor John Cena came to the rescue and saved the day and Jones at the annual Robin Hood fundraiser in New York. Glad to see Jones being such a good sport in the name of charity. The Robin Hood event raised $61 million. Movies have done a good job preparing or scaring Americans about the future, as a Reuters Ipsos poll shows 61% of Americans say AI threatens humanity's future, Reuters reported. I think it was Will Smith and iRobot that did it for me. According to SEC's Gary Gensler in a Wall Street Journal story, the next financial crisis could come from AI. So maybe the public has it right this time. The Swiss government wants to block the potential growth of digital currency by enshrining cash in the Constitution, Bloomberg reports. Cash is an emotional issue for the Swiss. The average Swiss inhabitant holds $11,824 in cash. A man in a black frock with frilly lace at the end of his sleeves and a lace bib, along with a remarkable necklace, said the City of London must embrace risk-taking to succeed, Bloomberg reported, though I added the color commentary. The dude is actually the City of London Lord Mayor, and he was talking amid the city losing prominence because of Brexit. How much money do you have to be in the 1% for various countries? Bloomberg has the story. You need $12.4 million in Monaco, but only $5.4 million in the U.S. to make the cut. In the Philippines, you need only $57,000. If you're planning to go to FIA's IDX in London this year, the early bird rate to sign up ends on Friday. FIA's International Derivatives Expo is taking place at the Park Plaza Westminster Bridge On June 19th to 21st, John Lothian News will be represented by veteran journalist Julie Ross and supported by the JLN video team of Robbie Lothian and Nicole Price. Nicole is a JLN employee who works on the daily newsletter. And actually, there will be two Robbie Lothians working for JLN at IDX. The second Robbie Lothian is from London and is the son of my third cousin twice removed, Stuart Lothian. The UK Robbie is a 17-year-old student focusing on film and video in school, and we are giving him a work experience opportunity during IDX. I recently connected with Stuart after he came across my mother's obituary on the JohnLothianNews.com website while he was doing some Ancestry.com work. Thank you to FIA for allowing me to send two Robbie Lothians to IDX. I hope they can keep them straight. May 22nd is the last day to submit comments to the SEC on its proposals related to cybersecurity risk management and modernizing submission of certain forms, filings, and materials. You can submit comments in various ways. Check out the How to Submit Comments page. There's a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have episode 17 of Options Discovery, intro to different asset classes for options. The chief commercial officer of Durbit, Luik Strijgers, discusses options for digital assets and more with JLN's Alex Tang. In this episode of Options Discovery, Alex Tang introduces the different asset classes that options can be derived from. This includes assets such as fixed income, commodities, equities, indices, and currency. Alex then sits down with Luik Strijgers, Chief Commercial Officer of Durbit, to discuss the emerging market of digital currency options and the Durbit Exchange. Alex and Luik discuss a variety of topics from growing options volume to regulatory concerns. Feel free to learn more about Durbit with a link in today's newsletter, www.durbit.com. You can watch this whole video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg Podcast. The CME's Terry Duffy on the big risks he's seeing now, from the Odd Lots Podcast. Terry Duffy is the chairman and CEO of the CME Group, the world's biggest derivatives exchange, and a trading behemoth whose name is synonymous with Chicago's financial industry. In this wide-ranging interview, Duffy talks about the big risks in the market he's seeing right now and how the CME is preparing for them. My comment: if you're not subscribed to the Odd Lots Podcast, you should be. Here's another story. This is a press release from Business Wire from the Nodal Exchange. Nodal Exchange and Incubex collaborate to expand the largest suite of environmental futures and options with new REC and California compliance offset contracts. Nodal Exchange and Incubex announced today the pending launch of two renewable energy certificates, REC futures, related to the PJM REC markets and a new California compliance offset futures contract. These first-of-their-kind contracts further expand the world's largest listed suite of environmental products on Nodal Exchange, which tops more than 100 environmental futures and options contracts. My comment: and the winner for the highest number of environmental futures and options contracts is Nodal Exchange. And here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. This is from a comment referenced earlier. Paul Tudor Jones tangles with John Cena at Robinhood. Benefit. Paul Tudor Jones tangles with John Cena at Robinhood Benefit. John Cena comes to the rescue at $61 million fundraiser in New York City. Bill Ackerman advocates for policy change over philanthropy. Paul Tudor Jones sounded sentimental when he took the stage Monday night at the Robinhood Foundation's annual benefit. There were sprouts and blooming flowers on the giant screens as he talked about a baby the organization had supported in its early days, who's now a father and a teacher. Poverty takes generational change, Jones, 68, mused about a mission he started 35 years ago with a few others following the stock market crash of 1987. Robinhood has since become a national leader in the fight against poverty, spending more than $3 billion to assist hundreds of nonprofits in New York City seed new ideas and measure impact. My comment. Paul Tudor Jones is 68 years old and is willing to be thrown down to the mat for charity. He must be in pretty darn good shape. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. We had a trio of Chicago-centric stories on Tuesday as our most read items. Our top story was Chicago's empty office towers threaten its future as a major financial hub, from Bloomberg. Second was CME Group's CEO Duffy says Exchange is prepared to leave Chicago, quote, if we have to, from Crane's Chicago Business. And third was Jump Trading did secret deal to prop up Terra USD stablecoin, SEC says, from the Wall Street Journal. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times. The headline, Euronext extends Chief Executive Officer Stéphane Boujnah's tenure until 2027. Former M&A banker calls on EU officials to improve supervision of Block's financial services. Stéphane Boujnah has been reappointed as head of Euronext for a further 4 years, with the former M&A banker promising further deals to bolster its position as Europe's largest exchanges operator. Boujnah, 59, will stay at Euronext until 2027, extending an 8-year tenure. The next story is from Bloomberg. The headline, Wall Street's dependence on London clearing worries EU watchdog. EU sees risk if every bank shifts at once. Esma Loeber says, Block wants more trades to be cleared inside its borders. Wall Street banks have made, quote, no significant moves, unquote, away from London's dominant clearing service since Brexit, raising concerns of a risky dash into the European Union as it continues to push for more of the business to move into the bloc. Klaus Loeber, the first chair of the Clearing Counterparty Supervisory Committee at the European Securities and Market Authority, said banks need to act to avoid uncontrollable, unmitigated systemic risk. Here's another story, this one also from Bloomberg. It's the G7 versus China and Russia in the struggle for global influence. G7 leaders meeting in Japan are set to make a priority of countering Beijing and Moscow with action plans tailored to key partner countries. But theirs is not the only offer in town. The tussle for global influence is about to intensify as China, Russia, and the U.S. and its allies step up efforts to win over governments in a deepening competition for hearts and minds in strategic third countries. And then here's another story, this one also from Bloomberg. Scathing report targets investment bankers' emissions math. Share Action is worried banks will settle on a model that will be significantly weaker than originally expected. Investment bankers are being singled out in a new report by nonprofit Share Action that targets a planned framework for calculating the carbon footprint of capital markets. If the industry is allowed to go ahead with what Share Action characterizes as a watered-down version of the plan, the climate costs will be severe, according to authors of the report. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian News email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated. with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.